on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
We're joined in studio with a couple of brothers who I admire greatly. I'm humbled and honored you guys would come in. Together, we are looking forward to seeing the body of Christ do a great work on May 7th on the National Day of Prayer. The National Day of Prayer, by the way, is always the first Thursday in May, and this year is no exception. In studio with us, Pastor Richard Mansfield of New Beginnings Church and Steve Stucker, everyone's favorite pastor now. Every time I turn around, there's Steve Stucker. You know what, though? God bless you, Steve. I know your heart is to provide a respite to pastors all over our state, and you continue to fill pulpits, large and small.
Well, I'm a substitute teacher, you know. In the old days, I'd had a horse and buggy, and come to wherever I'm called, and it's just been such an honor, such a thrill.
You know, if we can, now we mentioned, you know, May 7th, it's going to be at Albuquerque Civic Plaza. We're going to get into some of the real details of what's going to be happening in the Civic Plaza in our next segment. I wanted to take this first segment because I think the three of us are very like-minded when it comes to the body of Christ in our work together in our community, regardless of where we plant our hinies on Sunday or Wednesday or Thursday or Saturday or whatever, that we're lovers of Christ, lovers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and just wanting to see the body of Christ work together, the big C, the big church, and get things done. And I know, Pastor Mansfield, this has been your heart for a very long time.
Oh, he's so good at it. He is such a brilliant example of it.
You know, God gave me these platforms to be able to use. Like, I was on Family Life Radio for 13 years in Spanish and did a Spanish radio program that was syndicated throughout Colorado, New Mexico, even parts of Mexico. And it was really funny because people would come up to me and go, "I don't speak a word of Spanish, but I love your program." I go, "Do you love to turn it off or what?" But I think it's because I was including everyone. I would bring all these pastors on to promote what they were doing, to be able to give a platform like what you do, Stephen. And all of a sudden, I became a non-threat to them. Mm-hmm. I became the go-to guy.
Yeah, we should all be brothers and sisters, but the church, in our pride, we can't help but be competitive, but be protective of you know, well, maybe they're going to start going to church over where he is. But Pastor Richard has grown this big, beautiful church, but he hasn't done it at the expense of the Lord. He's always so open and welcoming and promotes other churches and other pastors and gives opportunities like crazy. And that's what this event for National Day of Prayer is all about here in Albuquerque. Yeah. That's what I really love to see.
Here's a question for you, Pastor. When we do this, when we, you know, put aside, our team, our brick and mortar, and just come together in the name of the Lord to accomplish his tasks for his glory, what do you expect to see done when we can together work in his name?
You know, the word says, "By this they will know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another." Mm-hmm. The church, I'm talking to believers right now, they don't even know if we love one another. And the world starts seeing that. They see this concert going on downtown. They see the Civic Plaza with thousands of people, music that's just electrifying, this spirit of love and cooperation, and people really just worshiping God together. You have people of all backgrounds. You have Pentecostals. You have very conservative reforms, and on and on and on. Like you said, it doesn't matter the different days of the week that we worship, but that day we come together and there's an electrifying moment, this Holy Spirit moment, where people, the world says, "I don't know what's going on over there, but man, they seem to really love each other and care about each other." But then the church realizes that.
And unified through Jesus Christ. You know, we may take communion a little bit differently. You may use real bread and a real sip of wine, and we may use little styrofoam wafers and some grape juice. But we overlook that. We may take communion every week, and you may only do it once a month. Those are not the pillars of the foundation of Christianity. And when we can all come together, as has been going on for a long time here in Albuquerque, it's really, as you said, electric. I love that we're plugged into the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a life verse for me is in the book of 1 Corinthians. And I go to chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. And I just pulled it up, so I don't know which version I just pulled. I'm going to read it, though, because it's I think it's key to what we're saying. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, says, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and in which also you stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain." He says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12." And then he goes on.
And on that we can all agree.
Right, right. And in that, what stands out to me, what drew me to, well, a lot of things drew me to that verse, but Paul writes, as of first importance,
yes,
I deliver to you, primarily in other versions, first of all, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I feel like as I've grown older in my faith, I stand more on this verse, and everything past that. Now, listen, the rest, you know, a doctrine is so important. Otherwise, God wouldn't have given it to us in his word. However, in his word, the gospel, and, you know, the gospel goes from Genesis to Revelation, but, you know, here is clearly delineated the gospel, and this is where we stand together. And if we can agree on the gospel, then all those areas, like you mentioned, Steve, and you mentioned, Pastor, areas where we might be a little bit different.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
God gave us more than one type of bird, more than one brand of tree. You know, he is the creator of diversity. We hear a lot about that recently, but God invented it. And so he loves to see his people come together, and that's what we're asking. And if you're a pastor that's listening, or if you're an individual, or if you're somewhere in between, maybe just a Sunday school teacher, I shouldn't say just, because that's one of the most important
positions a lay person.
There is.
Yeah.
But whatever you're doing, come yourself and invite other believers to come with you.
Sure.
And along with that, invite your friends and family, your coworkers who maybe are kind of on the edge, maybe drifted away from church, and say, just come down and taste and see that the Lord is good.
And a lot of people, they won't necessarily darken the doorway of a church. They'll go downtown, though, you know. They'll go to the Civic Plaza. And I'm going to steal from Nate Heitzig, who I don't know who he stole it from, but it's true. It's like, tell everyone and bring someone.
I love it. That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you just tuned in studio with us, Pastor Richard Mansfield of New Beginnings Church, and Steve Stucker, a pastor looking for you to reach out to pastors if you need a Sunday off. And Steve, since I mentioned it, aim them at the website you'd encourage them to find.
Well, the name of the ministry is Up Before the Sun, S-U-N, kind of a play on my old weather time when I was awake so early in the morning. But it's so hard to remember that I just simplified my website to stevestucker.com.
There you go.
That's pretty easy.
We're talking about the National Day of Prayer. It's happening at the Albuquerque Civic Plaza May 7th from 4 in the afternoon until 9 in the evening. So look, if you're working, you know, a little later than when it begins, trust me, you get down there after work, and there'll be plenty of things going on. We're going to take a quick break, and what we'll do is we're going to come back and kind of walk you through what to expect to experience. Before we go to a break, though, Steve.
I just wanted to add that, you know, if you do go to stevestucker.com, first thing you'll see is National Day of Prayer.
And, oh, nice.
And it's connected to the main website for that, which is lovenm.org.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. We continue our conversation with Steve Stucker and Pastor Richard Mansfield of New Beginnings Church. Guys, thanks for hanging in there through the break and looking forward to our continuing conversation about the National Day of Prayer. Steve, how did you get roped into this?
Well, you know, I started a long time ago just attending, just thinking I'd take a chance and go down, and I saw beautiful presentations, as Pastor Richard pointed out, great music, wonderful speakers, a lot of local folks, and I love that it was spread out between a lot of different churches. We had prayers from ministry leaders, from pastors, from lay people, and then we had a big national speaker, and that's what we're doing again this year. I actually get the honor of being the master of ceremonies this year. Richard's done that many times in the past, so I'll get to introduce the people and welcome everybody, but it's just such a cool thing, and if you've never been, we want to explain what you can expect.
Yeah, Pastor, what have you experienced in the past?
You know, one of the things that I love about it is, like, we invite city leaders. We invite the mayor. We invite the chief of police, the chief of the fire department, and government officials, that we pray over them. They don't necessarily speak. We just call them up to say, look, they represent a whole department. They represent 900 police officers.
Which is perfectly biblical. I was looking at that scripture the other day in Timothy.
Yeah, and so we pray for them. We might not even agree with them. We might not have voted for them, but we pray for them. And we come together with people from the band. The worship band alone is going to be made up of like 8 or 9 churches. Mm. It's congregations coming together. The different people praying are going to be representing many congregations from our city. And that's what I love about it. It's not someone's church, it's God's church coming together.
The big C.
The big C.
And the past couple of years, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, well, they're just coming together and they're glorifying God. No one is lifting their name, they're lifting His name.
Perfect.
And that's what's awesome.
And the past couple of years, I love that they've shifted. It used to be a noontime thing, which was convenient for me, but for a lot of folks, it was impossible. So they've moved it to an early evening. And at 4 o'clock, they start with Kids Zone and fun games. I went down early last year just to see, and it was just great. So encouraging to see the young people on their skateboards and doing little competitions and fun things for the family, everybody involved. And then the actual service starts at 6 o'clock with worship and the speakers. And it'll last about 90 minutes, maybe something like that. Kind of like a normal church service, but with all of this different input. And then I mentioned national speakers, and this year we've got some church royalty, although we don't believe in that.
And actually, at the beginning of the service, as you mentioned, there's going to be music, and Pastor, you mentioned worship leaders from all over our community, joined by Bethany Worley of Bethel Music Collective, that worship music, gets things kicked off. But yes, I know where you were headed, Steve. I've never heard from this speaker, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. His name is Edward Graham. You may have known his grandpa. Billy.
His grandpa was kind of known.
But it's just like in scripture. We each individually, we don't inherit the Lord from our parents and our grandparents. And Edward is the youngest son of Franklin Graham, and he is a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point, and then he went in and served 16 years in the U.S. Army, including multiple combat deployments with special operations. Then he decided to follow in his family footsteps, and I'm really interested in hearing his take on what is going on in the world today and how it relates to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Yeah, just from his education and then his spiritual foundation, he has such an amazing perspective and putting things in such a way that, he gives you a whole mouthful of food to chew on, but you don't choke on it.
Yeah.
He doesn't choke you. He just keeps feeding you. He's quite amazing.
Well, and we've talked a lot in our conversation today about the big C, the church, the body of Christ. And boy, if there's a family who has spoken to the body of Christ and those who were unfamiliar with Christ and introducing them to Christ, the Graham family is certainly across the world, really, at the top of the list.
Yes, male and female. I mean, they've been such a brilliant example, and for all of us to raise our children in the knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and then to, you know, shoot our quiver out into the world and trust Jesus, the Holy Spirit, for where they land.
So we're going to take the time at this event to, as you said, Pastor, pray for our civic leaders, pray for our families, pray for our churches, pray for our pastors, and a whole bunch more. And the prayer is led. It's organized, and there's opportunity to cover all the bases. We'll be well prepared. And you know, Steve, one of the things I was kind of dialed into as you were describing what happens down there, you know, when it kicks off with the kids zone, and I think of these children, which, by the way, this is a family event. Bring the whole family out. As we said earlier, invite everyone, bring someone with you. But memories are going to be made on this day. And it's going to be, and we've talked a little bit on and off the air about the next generation. And we're making coming together as the body of Christ and petitioning our God through Jesus Christ, and it's going to be a thing that's a good memory for these young people.
Opportunity to plant seeds. Yeah. You know, my parents planted seeds in my life that lay dormant for a long, long time. But they were there, and I'm so grateful that they did that. So, Steve, that's a great point. Take your littles and your teens and your college students and tell them, come on, just come with me. Let's see if this isn't something we want to turn into a family tradition. Again, a Civic Plaza, May 7th. It starts officially at 4 o'clock. The program's at 6. Everybody worries about two things downtown, parking and safety. This event will be very safe. There's a lot of presence. There's a lot of people. You don't have to worry about anything. I had to park fairly far away last year. Actually, I did it by choice. I parked about 3 blocks away to try and leave a space for somebody else. But they have a huge parking complex right underneath the Civic Plaza, a huge complex across the street, and then all the stuff downtown, which by 6 o'clock is all cleared out. So parking's not an issue. And
we forgot about the best part. It's free 50 free.
Hey, there you
That's
go.
Right.
My budget works with that.
So just show up. And if you're hearing some of this, they were talking about, I forget, well, go to lovenm.org and you'll find the National Day of Prayer posted there. SteveStucker.com as well. Steve's posted it there. Before I put a bow on our conversation, I want to throw it back to both of you for any final comments you might have to those listening that are considering being a part of this, or maybe there's some way they just absolutely can't be there, but how they can still be a part of it.
You know, I think one of the things is definitely get the word out. You need to tell someone, hey, I really want you to know about this event, but would you come with me?
Perfect.
They're going to have food trucks so you could have dinner there. They're going to have all kinds of events for the whole family. They're going to have prayer stations throughout the platform and throughout the plaza where you could go have prayer. You could be prayed for and prayed with. And we're going to be encouraging one another. No greater time than to come together and party in the name of Jesus and celebrate his name. Matt, I just love it. It's going to be wonderful.
And we've talked a lot about the church. And, you know, we've spoken offline earlier about the fact that so many people have drifted away. Scripture makes it clear that's our nature. We wander. And during COVID, a lot of people got out of the habit of attending church. And maybe you're unattached. Maybe you haven't gone in a long time. This is a perfect time to come and bring somebody. Maybe, you know, you've never heard the gospel, and you're wondering what this is all about. You're okay. You're going to be safe. We will welcome you with loving arms. I'll never forget the first time I went to church as an adult. I sat in the back row with my arms folded, ready to bolt out the door if anybody bugged me. But God moved in my life in amazing ways, and that was 38 years ago, and I am so incredibly grateful that I went just that one time, and that's what I would encourage those listening to do.
All right. Well, it's going to be an evening centered on hope. And when the three of us and those who know the Lord say hope. It's not a whimsical thing. It's a confident expectation we have in our Savior. Unity, we've talked a lot about that today. And Pastor, as we close up, the final focus is faith. Do you want to speak to that?
You know what? I think everyone... people don't think about this, but we put faith in stuff all the time. We go into a building, we just sit on a chair. We don't inspect the chair. We just sit down. We have faith that it's going to hold us up. We walk through life not knowing who's going to hold us up. And to come to know Christ personally and come to receive him and welcome him into your life, and he doesn't just hold you up, he lifts you up. He elevates you to a whole different way of thinking and living. He changes your mind. He renews your mind. He renews your heart. And this is something so exciting that people are looking for. People are looking for someone to hold them up, someone to lift them up, someone to carry them through. And Jesus has never failed. Yeah. And it's so amazing when you come to know that
and it's
word.
Assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen, yep. The Lord tells us in his word. Gentlemen, appreciate your time. Appreciate your investment in our community, as I already mentioned. And look forward to seeing God use both of you, all of us, as part of this event. Thursday, May 7th at Albuquerque Civic Plaza, 4 to 9 p.m. It's free to attend. You're going to have to find a place to park down near the Civic Plaza.
Easy peasy.
It is easy to do. We covered that too. LoveNM.org for all the details. Thanks to both of you for your time today.
Thanks, Steve.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.